Sanhedrin Yerushalmi corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Kuf Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Amad Aleph with the word Rabbi Akiva Oimer on the ninth line from the foot of the page. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Af HaKoyre B'Sorim HaChitzonim, Begoin Sifrei Ben Sira, B'Sifrei Ben Lana, Aval Sifrei Hamirim V'Chol Sfarim Shenichtefu Mikan Ve'Elech, HaKoyre Behen K'Koyre Be'Geres. Rabbi Akiva says, even one who reads outside Sfarim, this means Sfarim like Sefer Ben Sira and Sifrei Ben La'ana. The person reads those, he has no share in the world to come. But Sifrei HaMiram and all Sfarim that were written from this time and onwards, one who reads them is like one who reads a letter. My timer, V'yosem Mehema B'ni Hizoher V'goymer Lehigoyoin Nidnu Legiyeloi Nidnu. What's the reason? There's a pasuk in Kohelet, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, that says, and more than they, my son, beware, etc. They were given for thought, but not for exertion. It is proper to learn the Chachma in Sfarim, such as Ben Sira, but they weren't written with Ruach HaKodesh, so I may not expound and deduce from them the way we do from Tanakh. Divrei Chachamim, k'tarvoinos, amar Rabbi Chuna, k'dror nos taman karyon v'magalisa dira. Rabbi Chuna said that when the pasuk says, Divrei Chachamim, k'tarvoinos, that the words of the wise are like goads, an alternative understanding is that they are like a nice gem, because in Bavel they call a pearl a dira. Kavaache kadarvoinois kekador hazeh ben abonois ma kador hazeh mekaletes miyad liyad v'sefer anuach biyad acher. Alternatively, kadarvoinois is like this ball among girls who throw it to each other. It is received from hand to hand, and in the end it will rest in the hand of one of them. Kach Moshe kibel teira misinai amasul Yeshua zekeinim. And so Moshe received Torah from Sinai, he handed it over to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the Zakenim, the Zakenim to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im to the men of the Great Assembly. Alternatively, Kedavoinos, well, a plowshare has three names, Maldea, Darban, and Melamed. It's called a Maldea because it's Moire Dea, it teaches knowledge, meaning it teaches a cow how to go straight. It's called a Darban because it causes Bina, understanding, to rest on the cow. And it's called a Melamed because it teaches the cow to plow in order to give life in grain to its owner. And similarly, Divrei Chachamim teach us to go on the straight path, go with understanding, and give eternal life. Amr Chama Bar Chanina, in the parasei oisa adam darban liyitzroi hara, shu ma'aviru mechai olam hazel, or mechai olam habo, alachas kam v'chama. Amr Chama Bar Chanina said that if a person makes a darban for his cow, lest it veer from the proper path, how much more so he should make a darban for his yitzroi, which veers him from life in this world and life in the next world. Ukam asmois neturim, lamra nema ukam asmois kuvuim ukalilonis neturim. The Gemara asks, why does the pasuk say, and the pasuk there, pasuk Yudalef continues, Uchem asmois netuim. Why didn't it say Uchem asmois kuvuim or Uchilanos netuim? Because if masmois means nails, so nails are usually fixed in place, or trees are usually planted. What's the meaning of nails being planted? Vachulahem biru habarzel v'shivchu hamate shel matil. The Gemara answers, they choose a metaphor of iron for the strength of Divrei Torah, and regarding how subtly it is entrenched, they praise it like that which is planted, because it's extremely difficult to uproot. A second answer is that just like this nail, you fix it in the wall, even though later you take it from its place, this place is recognizable. So to anyone against whom Chacham stretched their hands, being excommunicated, even though they returned to draw him close, in the end he will receive his punishment due to them. A third answer is that Uchem Asmois Neturim is written with a sin, and therefore you can read it as a shin, meaning Mishmaros, which means watches. Just like the 24 Mishmaros, watches of Kehanim, also nails in a wooden sandal are 24. Kama Mishmaros you boy. The Gemara asks how many nails must be in a wooden sandal and when they wear it outside on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chamisha Keneged Chamisha Chumashi Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said it's five corresponding to the five Chumashim of Torah. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shiva, Uki Yamecha Tav Echa. Rabbi Chanina answers that it's seven corresponding to the Pasuk that says your locks are iron and copper and the days of your old age will be like the days of your youth. But the word minalecha also means shoes, so it's meant to mean that like the 7 days of the week, so seven nails support the strength of a shoe. Tava Shabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Tisha. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, gave a third answer. It's nine corresponding to 7 days of the week, and two for the phrase Bazel Unachoshes. Rabbi Haya Nathan Echad Asar Alzeh Ushloisha Asar Alzeh Minyan Mishmaris. Rebbe put 11 on this sandal and 13 on that, which makes in all 24, like the number of Mishmaris. He put different amounts on each to show that he intended for this number, and it wasn't because this many were needed for strength. Rebbe Yosi ben Chanina Omar, Kalavas Einay Oile Lecheshboim Mishmarim. Rebbe Yosi ben Chanina said that a bent nail, both ends are hammered into the wood, does not count towards the number of nails. Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda by Kaime Rebbe Zeira. Mao litain, should say, al gabe minal amale shari. Rabbi Bazavda asked Rabbi Zeira whether one may put nails on a shoe and wear it on Shabbos. He permitted, because they only decreed only about a sandal rather than about shoes. Mao litain kulan al gabe sandal, echad amale shari. He asked whether one may put all of the nails on one sandal and it was permitted, and Chacham didn't decree about such a case. Tani ein megaudin sandalim umidalim yoshanim aval sachin umadichen oisan. The Vayta says one may not scrape old sandals and shoes with the back of a knife because it looks like smoothing the leather, but we may anoint and rinse them in water. Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tamidad Rabbi Chia b'abba amin. Amin Arishonim, Hayu Oimim, Megaldim Shnayim, Hayu Oimim, E Megaldim. Rabbi Kisba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said that the early Talmidim of Bechia, Rabba, used to say in his name that one may not scrape, that way one may scrape. The later Talmidim said that one may not scrape. Shalun Le Rav, which is Amalon, E Megaldim. They asked Rav, and he said one may not scrape. Rabbi Zeira, ha azila chada min Talmudoi de Rechia Rabba. Zeira said that one of the early Talmudim of Rechia Rabba is missing, which is unlike with Kisva's rule, because he said that the early Talmudim permitted, but Rav forbids. Amr Rabbi Chia ba Ashi, nagim havina yasrin koime Rav Ramashchin, Ramashigin avaloi megardin. Rechia ba Ashi said that we used to sit in front of Rav and anoint and rinse shoes on Shabbos, but not scrape. Tani la yubash adam minalim asandalim chadashim alim kain hilech bahem midbaidyoim. Vice says one may not wear new shoes or sandals on Shabbos unless he walked in them during the day of Shabbos if they don't fit his feet and he will come to carry them. Kama yehe behiluchon, how much must he walk in them before Shabbos? B'nei, I should say, min habayis rabba derakavara ad beis rabba deriyoshe. And the Gemara answers, it's like from the great Beis Medrash of Bar Kappara until the great Beis Medrash of Rabbi Hoshea. Tiporai Amrin Mechinishta de Rav Loi ad Dauta de Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. The second answer is from the Chacham of Tiporai, it's from the Beis Knesset of Bavliim to the house of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Tiporai Amrin Min Sidra Rabba ad Chanuse de Rabbi Hoshea. And the Chacham of Tiporai answers that it's from the great Beis Medrash until the store of Rabbi Hoshea. Tani leyosach adam efraglai vehi b'teich min aminal veefraglai vehi b'teich asandal avasach efraglai v'noisna b'teich aminal efraglai v'noisna l'teich asandal. The Bais says one may not anoint his foot when it's in a shoe or his foot when it's in a sandal. This is like tanning. However, one may anoint his foot and put it in a shoe or his foot and put it in a sandal. Sach adam shemet mitagel agavi ketiv laya הדושר בין החושב שלו ידננה על גבי טבלה של שעה יש להתאגל עליה ושם במגמליה או מטה. One may not with oil and roll on a cooked skin without concern. We may not put the hide of a marble surface to roll on it, but it looks like he's intending to tan it, Rishimon Begamliel permits it. Avaache ukemismois naturim, b'shasha deritoyim yoytzim, nifi ba'leihim ketikonam, em arevim l'shemeihim kemismois naturim. A fourth answer to the original question is that ukemismois naturim means that when deritoyim leave the mouth of the one who says them properly, they're pleasant to those who hear them, like nails planted means they're below the surface and do not pain a person. B'shasha yoytzim, b'musmasim, hem morim l'shemeihim kemismois. When they leave the mouth jumbled, they're bitter to those who hear them, like nails. Ali asufois eina asufois el Sanhedrin, commanded Tamer, asli shivim ish, mezigne yisrael, davaache balei asufois, sheneh morim ba'asifa. Now the passage continues, ba'alei asufois. Asufois refers only to the Sanhedrin, as it says, asli gathers to me 70 men, mezigne yisrael. Alternatively, ba'alei asufois means that they are said amidst a gathering. Amr Shimon Lokish, im yomeli, odam, sheyesh, divri, hayomim, bebavel, haini, hailech, and revi, misham. Rajaki said, if a person would say to me that there are drushes on divri hayomim in Babel, I would go there and bring them here. Va'achshav, im miskansim, haim, kova visenu, ein yachoyen, hain, laviam, misham. Now, says after Rajakish died, if all our obeyim would gather, they could not bring them from there. Nitnu, מרויה אחד, המקדש ברוך הוא, אם שמעת דבר מפי קוטן, יסול, ונראה לא יהיה בעיניך כשם עד מפי קוטן, אלא כשם מפי גודל, ולא כשם מפי גודל, אלא כשם מפי חכם, ולא כשם מפי חכם, אלא כשם מפי נבי, ולא כשם מפי נבי, אלא כשם מפי רויה. The passage continues, ניתנו מרויה אחד, the given from one shepherd, מן השם said, if you heard a matter of Torah even from the smallest Yisrael and you enjoyed it, it should not be in your eyes as if you heard it from a Kotan, rather like hearing from a Gadol. It should not be like hearing it from a Gadol, rather like hearing from a Chacham. It should not be like hearing it from a Chacham, rather like hearing from a Navi. It should not be like hearing from a Navi, but rather like hearing it from the faithful shepherd. Vein roya ela Moshe, kamad ha-tema, yivka, yimei olam, Moshe, amai, ayei ha-malim ha-mayim, ad roya, tzoynoi, ayei, Shepherd refers only to Moshe, as the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya Pek, Samach Gimel Pasuk, Yud Aleph, and his people remember the days of old, the days of Moshe, where is he who drew them up from the sea? Like a shepherd, his flock, where is he who placed within them his Holy Spirit? Lekeshamar pi roya, lekeshamar pi agrua, nitno me roya echad vein echad, elekadish boruch, kavadatema, shema yisra Hashem elekeinu, Hashem echad. And it shouldn't be like hearing from the faithful shepherd, rather like hearing from Hashem. It says, nitno me roya echad, it's given from one shepherd. Echad refers to Hashem, as it says, shema Yisrael, Hashem elekeinu, Hashem echad. Ha'aloichish alamake, va'ime, kol amachla shesamtu b'mitzrayim lo esim alecha, keini Hashem roifecha. The one who whispers on a wound and says the pasuk, all of the illness that I put on Mitzrayim, I will not put on you, because I am Hashem your healer. The person said, does this, he has no share in the world to come. Rav Omar Bavad Bereikik. Rav says this is only if he spits. Rav ben Levi Omar Filo Omar Neged Saras Kitiye Ba'adam Bereikik Ein Lo Chelek La'asid Lave. Rav ben Levi says, even if he said the pasuk, if Neged Saras will be upon a person, and he spits, he has no share in the world to come. Abashol Aimer Afahiga es Hashem Boisi Yosef. Abashol says, even one who pronounces Hashem's name with its letters, as it's written, has no share in the world to come. Rabbi Mana Amakagoin Elaine, Kut Ai, Demishtabin. Rabbi Mana says, refers to people like these Kutsim who swear and say Hashem's name like it's written. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Ama Nichtav Beyud Hei, Benikva Ba'alath Dalet. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha says Hashem's name is written with Yud Kei, and it's pronounced with Aleph Dalet.